you are helping people that have cold sensitivity
exactly.
with a new technique.
Exactly.
Well, that can be very, very painful. The healing takes a while, so I just don't do that anymore. It's not necessary. We can use a few teeth. One tooth, you can do teeth. And you can only do a few teeth because you can only cut so much gum out of the roof of the mouth. The sensitivity's not there. Do a few teeth, 32 teeth. One tooth, you can do teeth. And you can only do 32 teeth.
You are helping people.
It's great.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Sensitive teeth. I am the master of the clit, the commander of the twat. I'm losing my mind. I'm hungover once again, Sandra. How are you? You're back. You're still here. What the fuck?
Yeah, what's wrong with
me? I don't know, man. I was up all night partying, so I'm a little fried today. It's just there's no filter.
What? No. We will have some sort of filter.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well,
again, no slurs.
You're taking out all the fun. It's a goofy show. It's a goofy show.
It can be goofy without slurs.
Show me how.
Like how I speak. I don't use slurs.
Yeah, but you're not funny.
I am. That's why I'm here.
All right, shit. He's got a little out of control there. So it's I'm drinking Dr. Pepper right now. Shout out to Dr. P. It's the Midwest version of Coca-Cola. It's for people with pickup trucks and cowboy hats. But I love it. I hated it as a kid. I really like it now.
I still don't like it.
I like it.
I'm not a fan of fizzy drinks.
Really? I love it. With a hangover?
Bad for your teeth.
Of course, it's bad for your teeth, but that's why we brush and floss.
Just because you brush and floss doesn't mean your teeth will stay okay.
Yeah, well, it'll help.
Yeah, but not drinking.
But do you not like fizzy? Yeah, but it's the sugar that's bad. It's not the gas.
No, the gas is also bad for your teeth.
Explain how.
It is.
Pedro, can you Google that? This is amazing. He's actually here. His name is Pierre the whole time, not Pedro. I think we...
Let's stick with Pedro. I like Pedro.
Yeah, and then it keeps him a little anonymous, so he's not going to get death threats or whatever. You know, the Pedro file.
I like the way Ian talks like we're really famous people.
Well, that's the fun, isn't it? Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. No, but people... I mean, you can still get death threats, just...
If you're a nobody, you don't get death threats.
People get murdered all the... Nobody's get murdered all the time.
But who's going to... threaten my life or yours?
I don't know. Some crazy guy at a bus stop?
Who?
It's random acts of violence, Sandra. It happens all over. You should know this. You're from Africa.
Fuck you.
Oh, come on. You got your little French hat on. Little beret hat. Ooh, look at me. Croissants.
You think we walk around with guns like in America?
Hell yeah, they do. Shout out Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck you, man. Now I'm going to get death threats.
Kyle Rittenhouse in the house. Shit. Don't point that at me. Get out of here.
Right.
Yeah, so that's just
you
one of the...
You can't relate because most violence is from white men. You can't relate. Yeah, of course.
For the six people that listen to this show, I've been talking about sound effects. I got some sound effects now.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, we got sound effects, but we're going to pepper them in. We're going to be real modest with the sound effects.
What do you mean by modest?
I'm not going to press the buttons all day because I really want to press the buttons... constantly, but I'm
This is for the sound effect.
Yeah, I press the buttons over here and the sounds come out.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't trust you with another gadget.
I mean, you didn't, that means nothing. Trust in this relationship? I think not. That's why this table's so wide. Oh, fuck. So what's going on? Tell me something.
Not much.
That's same terrible radio. Not much.
But it always starts out like this.
You got nothing in the chamber?
Well, I told you if we're going to script this, you have to tell me in time.
Yeah, true. But there's no script.
Yes, script it a little bit.
Yeah, well, you just have to remember some things that happened to you during the week and relay them.
Well, not much. I mean...
Yeah, not much. Everything sucks. Hey, did you find out about...
there's no evidence of...
No evidence of carbonation.
My dentist told me that.
Your dentist is a schmo.
Yeah, my dentist told me that.
What's his name?
I don't know. I forgot.
Is it Dr. Pepper?
I rarely go to the dentist, so it costs way too much.
There must be a few people out there with the surname Pepper that have become doctors.
Jesus Christ.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, that must be a thing.
You're
there
saying
must be a
this blow,
hey,
you blow.
Yo, Pedro. See if you can find some LinkedIn files of like guys named doctorates named Pepper. That's
amazing.
Is
Dr. Pepper from America?
What? Hell yeah, it's from America.
Oh, yeah. All the nasty shit is from America.
That's anyway. Right.
Yep.
Everybody loves it. I think it's Coca-Cola company. I'm pretty sure they got invented, like, they just fucked up a batch of Coca-Cola. They're like, oh, we fucked it up. And they're like, yeah, it's not so bad. And they just kept making it.
It tastes like cherry or not?
I don't know what it tastes like. It's like toothpaste and cherry and cola and cinnamon, and it's gross.
Yeah.
But I like it. It makes me burp a lot, so I'm trying to... Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Right.
Your face.
Right.
It's
right,
hilarious.
Right. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a face of disgust.
Yeah, well, I don't know. What can I say? You just burped, you fucking asshole. I hope that comes... I hope you can hear that.
I'm very polite.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's happening? Amsterdam's shut down again. And I went to a house party last night. That was fun.
Yeah, where?
In the house, in the east. East side.
Whose house?
A friend's house, I guess. Simple enough.
Okay.
But these people are crazy. They did all the drugs. They're like, what kind of drugs would you like?
Who doesn't do drugs in Amsterdam?
Like,
I think I'm the only
one
that
No, it was just like
doesn't.
They would mix it all together and do it. It's crazy.
Mix what?
Like MDMA, like, ketamine, and like speed or coke or something all mixed up together. Yeah, I was up till 6. Woo! Oh, I was going to press the sound effects button, but I forgot which one was which. I didn't want to fuck it up. I got to make note. I got to make a little sticky notes on here.
Oh, like the buttons don't
You
want to
press a button?
No, but like...
Press a button. See what happens. Give a little button to press.
No, but the buttons have like...
Sound effect.
The name of the sound effect or not? Or you just randomly...
No, yeah, you'd have to like write it like a little die. It's like
so
not...
So how do you know which one to press then?
Well, I don't. All I know is don't press this one.
What does it do?
It's fucking... Kyle Rittenhouse shows up.
Again with the violence joke.
Hell yeah!
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Woo! I love this. I love this. We're only, what, 10 minutes in maybe? And I've only used 2 sound effects buttons. So you're gonna, this is going to be fine.
Yeah, just spread it out. Don't put too many sound effects. Just spread it out.
Spread it out like butt cheeks.
Yep.
Huh? Number 3? Oh. How do you know what I want? How do you know what I want? Spread it like butt cheeks. Yeah. Oh, God. That's terrible. I don't know if this raises our value at all. This might be a bad idea. It's fun though. It's fun. I like having the option, but you know, I guess I gotta like learn how to use it, you know?
Right.
In conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So how has your week been then?
Fucking normal shit.
Work.
Squares and rectangles. Squares and rectangles. We shouldn't even really talk about what we do for real.
Why
for
not?
Money. What do you do for money?
Work.
Yeah. You do some sketchy shit, right? Your old Black Panther hat on?
Yes.
This is garbage. It's a garbage show. I gotta stop doing these hungover, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this ain't shit. Can we rewind? Can you rewind? Let's rewind a little bit. Let's try this again. How great are these fucking sound effects? Isn't this awesome? I think it really raises our production value. I think it gives
you
us some real...
You did rewind or it's just a sound effect?
It's a sound effect.
I don't know.
Shit. It's what it is.
Yeah, we should stop doing this when you're hungover, Ian. You know?
Yeah, but it's like, when do we do it then? It's like my free day here. You know?
Yeah.
What other day could we do this? You're telling me that, like I stop drinking on Saturday nights? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying, but don't that be hungover. Like...
Well, it's a cause and effect issue, I think, with this situation.
Right.
It's all right.
You'd rather be drunk than hungover because...
Tell me something funny.
That's not how jokes work.
Yeah, tell me something funny.
Like what?
I don't know, anything.
You're a ginger head?
Where's that Rittenhouse button? Press that Rittenhouse button again, scare you. Yeah, you're laughing now. And then who shows up?
And his name is John C.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. What? Yeah, see, there's some, it's fun. It's a little fun.
Right.
It's not too much fun. I feel like an asshole. Feel like a schmo. There's nothing happening, though. There's no, like, I don't know. There's nothing in the news. Super volcanoes or something blowing up.
Basic now. I mean, there's nothing so exciting.
Everything closes at 5. What the fuck?
It's too basic. There's no highlights. There's nothing. There's no low points, high points.
Yeah, there's like no funny stories because you're not doing shit.
No.
Hmm.
I wonder how long I can keep this up, you know?
Not for too much longer. I'm ready.
No, I think...
I'm ready for... Ready to check
if,
out.
If
do
this goes
crazy.
On another year, I'll off myself.
I'm going to steal... I have access to a car, you know? I could, like, steal a car. I know how to do it. And probably a bunch of money. And just, like, I don't know, just drive away.
To where?
I don't know. Just drive. Just
to
drive
where?
Away.
Something more boring than Amsterdam?
No. Maybe less boring. Or no. Yeah, more boring. Right? Just drive away. Just like steal a bunch of stuff and leave. Like disappear, you know?
Amsterdam is already a village.
Do you remember back in the day when you wanted to like, you had this plan to like rip off some old lady for like $1 million?
No.
You don't remember this?
No.
Plan? I think it's been enough time. You could probably talk about having a desperate plan. You don't remember this?
Rip off an old lady? I think you were talking to somebody else.
It was definitely you.
No.
Yeah.
Why would I rip off an old
lady? Well, it was a black
lady.
Person for sure. Maybe it wasn't you.
No, shit. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, my mistake.
It's not like you know so many.
It's a common mistake.
Anyway.
It happens all the time. Shit. Does that make me look bad?
Who can you rip off here?
Huh?
Who are you going to rip off here?
Well, yeah, there's no cash money anymore. It's all cards here. Ugh, I fucking hate that. And I hate the apps. Too many apps. Every time you want to do anything, you got to get a new app.
Yep.
Drives me fucking crazy.
It's going to go like that and become much worse.
Yep.
Yep.
The nanobots, right? The nanobots, they're going to flick that 5G on and the nanobots are going to fucking, they're all going to come alive and just, I don't know. They're going to be able to tell how much like oxygen you intake and how much piss you piss and they're going to like tax you on it, you know? Like you have a, come on, give
your
me some
man,
feedback here. What's
man.
Going on here? You leave me out here
stop.
In the middle of nowhere.
But you have too many loud thoughts, you know? Some things should stay in your head.
That's not, well, I mean, then what are we doing here then?
No, we can talk about other things, but like, if I said everything that's in my head, Ian.
I want you to.
No.
Yeah, I want that ridiculous shit.
No, it won't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I had some funny
It really
questions.
Blows. And if I say that, that's really true. Because every Sunday I'm positive, but this really blows. Stop being hungover every Sunday.
What are you, my fucking mom?
Bruh, I make time to come here, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So if I make time to come here, can you please not be hungover?
Yeah, but
you can be drunk, but don't be hungover because there's less energy of you, you know?
Yeah, but I'm trying here, you know? I'm saying some stuff. You just look at me with the blank look. It's so cool, though. It's fine. Thing is, that's why we got the sound effects because it's gonna help pepper things up. What's this one do? Let's just press it. You ready?
Fuck you, Ian.
I really didn't notice that one. That's hilarious. Yep, you called it. You came in from sound effects. You could probably just have a bunch of fart noises on that shit. It's like, yep, we already loaded them up.
Right.
Yep. Oh, my Lord. Jesus.
Jesus.
That's fuck. Heinous. That's heinous.
That's fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Let's get rid of that. Let's just flush it all down and start fresh.
Flush
I'm not even really, I'm not even really that hungover. I'm just
You're tired.
It. I'm always tired. I'm in my 30s, you know? I have a job. I'm not one of these young whippersnappers out here slinging, you know.
Try being a working mom.
Hell no.
Okay.
Hey.
They don't talk
hey.
About fatigue.
Hey. Yeah. What the fuck was that? Did you do that? Dude, don't do that.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. That's... Yeah. It spooked me. I don't like people knocking on my door, you know?
No, I don't like people knocking on my door when I don't expect them.
Yeah.
You remember like where I used to live in the Vista Park?
Mm-hmm.
Before I moved to West.
Mm. No, not really, but...
You remember the time you came and Eric was there and I cooked and stuff? That
yeah.
house.
Yes, I do remember that house.
That house. Well, there used to be a Dutch lady downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a problem if you don't speak Dutch. This fucking asshole one day called the police and told them I'm doing illegal shit in that house. Mm-hmm. So it's like maybe like 8, 9 and I'm having dinner with Otis. Then I hear people knocking at the door, you know?
And it's the police.
Yeah, and usually I don't open the door. If I don't know who's coming or you did not tell me you're coming, I don't open the door. I was fucking 4 riot police officers with all geared up. I never told you this story.
No.
They were all geared up, you know, like, and I'm like, so in
4
the end,
riot guys?
3 men and 1 woman. So in the end, they were really knocking so hard. So in the end,
Sorry. No, I'm listening.
Are you though?
Yeah, 3 men, 3 guys and
yes.
a dude.
And then in the end, they were like, it's the police, open the door. So I had to open, you know, because my son was getting afraid. So I opened and then I'm like, what the fuck? What do you want? Yo, we heard there's illegal activity happening here. I said, what do you mean illegal?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
What were you doing though?
I was having dinner with Otis.
Oh.
And then they came in and I'm like, okay, now what? Now what? Then they walked around. Oh, sorry, but your neighbor called and said, oh, in the end, I had to move because she really made it such an issue. Like, police were coming to my house all the time. I'm like, it should be illegal for you to call police for no reason.
Yeah, it sounds like she might be a little bit of a racist.
She didn't like people who didn't speak Dutch. Even she would hate you as well.
Nobody hates me. But, I'm lovely. I'm charming.
Yeah, but also it was a race thing, you know. And then she made such an issue. Like, police was coming to my house all the time and Otis was getting afraid. And I'm like, shit, if Otis tells the dad... maybe the dad will also make a problem. Like, why the fuck do you have police all the time at your house? You know? So I moved out in the end until I got this place in West.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there it's mainly like Moroccans or black people. Nobody gives a shit. Everybody minds their own fucking business.
Yeah,
you know?
Those people have a hard time minding their own business. It's very strange.
Nobody gives a shit. You know, like my neighbors, if they have a party today, I don't care. Maybe tomorrow I have a party, you know? But like... She would always complain about, oh, you make too much noise while you're walking on the stairs. Motherfucker, how do you want me to move?
Would she say this to you in Dutch?
Yeah, she would only speak Dutch.
Oh, we'd just be like, I don't understand, bye.
Yeah, you tell your son to stop stomping on the ground. I'm like, fuck you, it's an old house. I hear her when she's taking a shower, when she's cooking. It's an old house. Mm-hmm. Of course, if I walk on the stairs, it's going to make noise. It's going to make creaking noises. But how am I going to tell a child not to be a child? If he's dropping things on the ground all the time, I can understand. And you know, like on that like that door where everybody enters, the number one person who didn't give me a hard time was the deaf guy. Was the deaf guy. But this bitch always had an issue. Always a fucking problem.
Yeah, they're like that.
You complain just because you can complain. I'm like, how the fuck do you want me to tell my son how to walk on the stairs?
Well, tell him to walk quietly.
How?
Like this. Go like this.
No,
go like this,
bruh.
You know?
No.
Tippy toe.
No.
You got to tippy toe sometimes.
No.
Sometimes in life you have to tippy toe. That's what I say.
You don't like the noise? Go to the countryside.
Sometimes you got to tippy toe.
No.
I'm not.
You know my son. My son is not a loud person anyway.
Dude, I don't like the footsteps. I don't like the door knock. I don't like any of that shit. It feels like they're sneaking right up behind me, man. Pedro. Put it out with the door knocking and the footsteps. There's people walking around behind me. It's freaking me out. What other... I forget. There's only 8 sounds here, and I forgot what they all are. Should we go through each sound and get your approval or disapproval if we should keep it or change it? Let's go through the first sound.
Right. Yay! What was that?
I don't know. It's just when you get excited, you're like... Yay! You know?
Okay. Right.
All right. That's a... She's on the... She's not sold. She's just...
No.
She doesn't hate it. Because she's not going to like any, she's just going to hate them. That's probably the best it gets. It's like, I don't hate it. All right, number 2. That's staying. That's classic.
Yes, yes. No, that's good. That's
who
good.
Doesn't not love Nelson Muntz? All right, this one obviously is staying too, because...
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
I don't know.
At what point will you press that button?
I don't know, like Jeffrey Epstein. You know?
Just get ew, excited. No.
Yeah. Free Jeffrey Epstein. He's still alive, you know. He's in the Denver airport. I don't know.
That's not how you use that sound.
No, probably not.
No, no.
Well, you know, it's a learning curve. This whole thing is a learning curve, all right? So anyway, I like that one. We're going to keep that one.
Right.
All right.
Like, I'm listening to this. Are we going to have a, like, a debate about what should stay, or you're just going to put all the sounds and then you're like, I'm keeping all of them.
Well,
because it looks like that.
So you don't, you're saying this one you don't want? You don't
want the horns? When are you going to use that? That's the, when are you going
to
use
that? I don't know. Eventually, sometime. There'll be time to use it. All right.
No, definitely not.
But the thing is, I really like the fart sound. It's funny. So I think we're going to keep the fart sound too.
So why are you asking for my opinion?
Excuse me. All right, let's move on. Why am I asking for your opinion? I just like to see your face twinge when you hear these terrible... Oh, shit, I love this one. No?
What's that?
It's John, he's a wrestler. And whenever he pops out of nowhere and like crushes a man's skull and they play that song.
Goofy guy sound effect.
What's this one?
America.
Oh, that's a good one. One of my heroes.
Who's that?
America.
That's Donald Trump. That's T-Bone, baby.
Right. I know what's next. The gunshot one.
Yeah, we'll skip over that
one.
Yeah. It's scary, isn't it? And then we got
the burp. American. You're used to guns, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're cool.
Not everybody's like that, though.
I think they're cool.
Right.
I call them insurance. I'm going to go on the dark web and buy some insurance, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to bury it in the Vester Park until, like, the tanks come out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going to go on soon.
What do you mean?
When they flip those 5G towers on, we're all going to cook.
I don't think we'll be alive in 100 years anyway.
100 years?
Yeah.
5G's coming like next week. Nanobots.
I hope if...
Nanobots. Cryptocurrency and nanobots is the future.
Yes. Mm. Oh, there's this new show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? It's like a cartoon that makes fun of American conspiracy theorists.
I watched it. I didn't get into it.
Inside job.
Yeah, it's like seems like a kind of like a ripoff of Rick and Morty or something. It's like this old guy, like this old crazy smart guy, dealing with conspiracy
I
shit.
I found
and
it
aliens.
Funny. It's not like ha 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 funny, but I found it funny.
Yeah, I like a nice ha ha funny though. You know, like a Simpsons, maybe a Seinfeld. Something that really gets you going.
Seinfeld is funny, but
Seinfeld's amazing. Pedro's never seen Seinfeld. Hey, Pedro, Google Seinfeld and watch all of them, please, right now. Thank you.
You never watched Seinfeld?
No, I know about it, but it's one of those shows that...
Dude, I'm from Africa. I know Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable how you missed it.
I'm from an island, so we don't get much.
You have the internet. Shut up. You have electricity. Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I watched it on cable.
What's your favorite episode? You got a favorite episode? You're like that into it? You don't...
No, I watched it back in the days, and the only time I've watched it again is here.
Yeah, Netflix. It's on Netflix now, which is amazing.
Yeah, but all these shows I watched because my mother was watching them, not because I was really young when Seinfeld was out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I only watched them because of my mom.
Yeah, of course. It's like, that's you know, they're watching it, and then you're like, you start watching it too, and you're like, yeah, this is funny.
Yeah.
It's good jokes. It's still, I mean, the show's 30 years old, and it's just, the jokes are still... Just They're as still relatable.
Valid.
Yeah, just like the same shit's happening to us all the time. You know, these awkward little fucking things.
I don't think
do
Friends was funny though.
Friends sucked.
No.
Friends was
like how
a polished Disney clean, like all the
like
friends guys are like all nice to each other, you know, like, hey Joey, do you feel sad? Let's talk about
One
it.
One thing I never Lane. Understood, like people who are that broke they can live in Manhattan.
Well, that was the whole thing. I mean Well, actually, if you watch the first episode, the girls are like moving into that huge apartment because like her aunt died or something. And so they got it like...
Whose aunt?
I don't know. Monica.
Why do you say aunt? It's aunt.
I say aunt.
Aunt.
That's upstate New York accent. Like my mother. She's from there. And she says aunt.
You know the way Americans always talk like you live in that kind of upstate New York. Where's upstate New York? Just say New York.
No, but there's New York and then there's upstate.
I don't know. I don't live there.
No, but basically New York City is New York and then anything that's... North of it.
How am I
upstate.
Supposed to know that?
It's pretty self-explanatory. Upstate, you know.
Just say
state.
New York, and we're good.
Why would I say New York? Because that's
and we're good.
You say upstate. You say the city, or you say Long Island, out there on the island, getting those crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. I wish there was some news. I didn't watch any news.
Yeah, but I don't watch TV, so most of the things I just read.
There's nothing exciting in the news anymore. You know, it's all terror.
Yeah, but it's all, like if you want to.
Oh, fucking Lawrence Wiener died. That's sad.
Who?
Lawrence Wiener.
Who's that?
He's an artist. You should know who he is.
No. Lawrence Wiener.
Hey, man. Hey, man, he was a friend of mine, you know? It's sad. He's an old dude.
Oh, your friend who is sketchy?
No.
Who's
he's like old. He's like a super famous.
Oh, yeah, you said
artist,
you were
going to
call
Wiener.
Your friend again.
Oh, Johnny Hughes.
Yes.
Should we give Johnny Hughes a call?
Yeah.
Well, we need to get a take on him. We need something to ask him, you know? What's your take on abortion? Let's see what he talks. Let's see what he wants to say about abortion.
Is he conservative?
No, he's an idiot. Oh, he's not. He's a great guy, but let's just see if he picks up. That'll be fun. Because we got nothing else going on. What the fuck was
that,
dude?
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, my God. I thought it was my doorbell, dude. I feel like there's 16
no,
people in this apartment right now.
Door knocks. No, no doorbells.
Yeah, no ring, no alarms, no. The only thing that really makes me feel comfortable is this. Oh, I love it. Makes me feel right. It makes me feel right at home in
America.
Yeah. See, I'm getting better. Working them out. Working out the kinks. Let's talk to this huge-handed freak. All right, we're calling. Don't. I thought Pedro's hand go towards the mic. I thought he was gonna scare me again. All right, let's see if we get this huge-handed freak. How come I can't? Oh, there he is. Let's see what happens. It's kind of fun, right?
I guess he's your friend.
You know, the thing is, he doesn't do anything. There's no reason he should.
No, but the time difference. The time difference.
He doesn't do anything. It's like noon. It's almost 1 in the afternoon.
Maybe he's hungover like you.
No, he's probably just sitting around in his apartment, looking out the window, all sad. With his big hands. God damn it. Huge hands, you know? I'm trying to give this guy a little
yeah, but maybe you should tell him in advance.
I do.
But the last time he didn't pick up as well.
Yeah, but he called me yesterday and I said, yo, Sunday. He's like, yeah, I got you, son. Yeah, but you know what? Who cares? I'm pretty sure I know how he feels on abortion anyway. He loves it. Isn't that funny? That's strange, right? Like, obviously you want women to have the choice, right? Mm-hmm. Have abortion, but there's people that are anti-abortion. There's people that think you should have a choice. But what about the people that are, like, really into it? That's a red flag, right?
What do you mean, really into it?
It's a funny concept.
You think people just wake up one morning and decide, I'm going to get pregnant. I'm going to take the child
out.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like a concept.
Shut the fuck up. You have a womb.
Oh, my Lord. You don't get it at all.
No, I don't.
It's a funny show. You don't seem to think it's funny. We're not here to change the world. We're not here to solve problems.
Who said that?
You seem to have an idea that this show is about being serious. It's sensitive teeth, not serious teeth.
Well, Ian and Sandra, we're two different people. If not, find somebody else. Ian,
hey, it wouldn't be the first time I had to do that. Remember Rodrigo? Nobody remembers Rodrigo.
Well, I'm not flaky.
Oh,
like
my
him.
God, it's Johnny Hughes. Johnny Hughes, what's up, dude? You're on the pod.
I'm on the pod, huh?
Yeah. We wanted to talk to you real quick. We wanted to hear what you think about abortion.
What I think about abortion?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty disgusting.
What do you mean?
No fucking way.
What do you mean?
It's not for me.
Not for you.
Yeah. Not for me. I mean, a woman has a right to choose, but
there we go. There we go.
I personally don't agree with it.
Yeah, but you believe.
Why?
But he believes in the right. He believes in the right to choose.
But why?
I believe in the right to choose.
And
but
what more can
I
ask? What more can you ask?
It's always men against abortion. It's always men that are mostly against abortion. Do you have a fucking womb? No.
Oh man, I think we got some hot. I think I had a fire here put out there.
You don't have a fucking womb, so you shut the fuck up about abortion. You don't agree with it?
Hold
no.
Hold on a second.
No.
This is Johnny Hughes. We're giving Johnny Hughes some time to talk. Well, let's switch. What's your favorite condiment if you're eating a hot dog?
Definitely spicy mustard.
Spicy mustard. How can you disagree with that? That's the best condiment
because
for a hot dog.
Because that doesn't affect anybody else.
Yeah. Well, no, that's, see, he's got two right answers in a row. All right. Third question for all the points. Who's the best, who's the best white rapper?
Oh, dear Lord.
The best white rapper.
Yeah, the best white one.
What's that guy's name from Minneapolis? Atmosphere? I'm just throwing names out.
Oh, geez. No, that's
Atmosphere.
Incorrect.
Who's
that's
in, called sorry. Atmosphere?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's
who's, who it's, the fuck is called Atmosphere?
The correct answer is Eminem. But thanks for playing, John. We'll call you next week, all right? All right.
Thanks.
All right, dude. See ya.
Atmosphere.
Jeez, that was a disaster. I didn't think he'd be like, this, oh my God.
Fucking disaster.
It's a left, this is a liberal show. I mean, obviously we love
America.
But.
And I asked you, and he was like, yeah, he's just an idiot. He's a big idiot.
Oh, he's That's a lovely why. Guy.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Well, he's probably like, you know. I don't know. You know, I think like he's...
How old is he?
He's like, I think 41.
He's too young to be thinking like that.
No, he's not 41. He's younger than that. Like
he's too young
37.
To be thinking like that.
Yeah, that was weird. Sorry, everyone, for that. I didn't expect him to just go straight right on us there. Fuck. But then I fixed it with the condiments, you know? Got him right out of that. We put the fire out. What's your favorite condiment? Spicy mustard. Everybody can agree with that? Okay. I'm sweating over here. I'm sweating. Got two ladies in the room, and they're both looking at me with big,
yeah, nobody
sharp
makes
eyes.
Decisions for your dick and balls. Why should you make decisions for people's...
People make
wounds.
Decisions for my dick and balls all the time.
Yeah, the person you're fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't agree with it. A woman has a right to choose, but I don't...
But,
my friend,
but a woman has the right to
up.
Choose.
Yeah, but you should just shut the fuck up. There are some things, just leave it. Don't say anything.
Are you...
Because, yeah, then you look like an idiot.
Are you mad?
Because it's...
You don't even know if you're mad. Or you're just like, you're just sitting there like gripping the table. You don't even know if you're mad or what. You don't know what's going on with yourself.
No, because I hear
Check
this.
Yourself.
I hear this all the time from men. Yo, I don't know. How did it start? I think it's fucking disgusting.
You know what I hear all the time from men? Farts.
Yes, Ian.
Yes.
Because men are idiots anyway.
Yep. This is a real... It's a real stop and go, real stop and go show right here, right? It's like a little bit forward, a long way back. Can we just? I guess we already did the rewind joke, right? Fuck, we're all out. Well, what are we at for time? Thank you, Pedro, for that. We're at 32 minutes, which means it's time to play our game.
Of what?
Oh yeah, we didn't think of any. We didn't. We never think of anything to do on the show. That's a problem.
That's why I told you we're going to script. Let's script a
little
bit.
Who's your favorite? I don't know, Black Panther. Since you got the little hat on today.
All of them.
All of them.
Tupac's mom.
Tupac's mom. It actually sounds like it could be a name. Tupac's mom.
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 Tupac's
mother.
Tupac's mom.
What was her name again? I forget.
I don't know. One Pac.
No. She has a very nice name.
Cinderellis?
No, she doesn't have an English name. No.
Shaquisa?
Oh, here we go again. With
Shaquisa? Afrani. Anthony?
Yes, Shakur.
Afrani Shakur. That is a cool name.
Yeah.
Tupac,
yeah.
Though, I don't like Tupac that much. I think he's overrated.
Oh!
I don't think he's a good rapper. I think Biggie's much better. East Coast.
Why?
Is,
because
East Coast
Biggie,
is superior.
Biggie is from where? Bronx?
He's from the cold. He's from where it's cold. It's nice in California. To be good, like that cold, that struggle, it makes
no,
you sharp, bro. It makes you strong.
What is wrong with you?
Biggie's a better rapper. It's provable.
No?
Yeah.
How?
He's just better. Just listen to the music.
Like what? The lyrics?
Everything.
The voice, what?
The lyrics, the voice, the way he puts words together to make them rhyme that don't rhyme.
Nah.
Breaks up syllables and stuff. Tupac is just like, yeah, Oh, yeah.
He was for civil rights as well.
Who's not for civil rights?
It was not in Biggie's music. Not really.
Yeah.
In Tupac's music, yes. And his mother is a Black Panther.
So? I'm listening to the music. I think the music is not as fun, not as catchy or nice to listen to than Biggie. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because white people don't have anything to worry about. So you like the fun music.
We have plenty, plenty
to
worry
was
about.
About problems.
Mexicans are coming over the border, Sandra. We got plenty to worry about, okay? Shit.
You see, white Americans are the most selfish people I've ever known in my
entire
life.
I'm literally
they only worry about what affects them, you know? They don't worry about other people.
Why would we? Anyway, I'm literally wearing...
See?
It's
a joke, but not a joke at the same time.
I'm literally wearing a white, like cream-colored cashmere sweater right now. I couldn't be more white. It's just one of those lazy days. You just spill food and crumbs all over yourself all day and sit on the couch.
What more can go wrong?
China. They coming.
What more can go wrong? It's already bad.
It's real bad. So everywhere you look, it's so bad. Like, look at one, like, name one thing, and it's like, oh, bumblebees. I like bumblebees. Well, the bumblebees are fucking dying. And when the bumblebees die, the ecosystem collapses, and we all die. And so it's like, shit, bumblebees.
And what are these?
Dolphins. Dolphins fuck each other in the blowholes if they're gay. That's real. Dolphins
yes,
are gay and
animals.
They bang each other's blowholes.
They're gay animals. You don't know that?
Yeah, but they bang each other's blowholes. That's so extreme. They put their dicks into a hole in the top of each other's heads.
Lions do the
crazy.
Same. Buffaloes do the
they
same.
They don't have blowholes, though.
Oh, you mean that
they put their dicks into their fucking breathing hole in the top of their head. That's crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Gay dolphin.
How do you know this?
I used to be a gay dolphin.
No, this is really suspicious. How does somebody have this kind of information?
In my past life.
No, how do you know this?
All right, it's not really that. I banged a dolphin's blowhole once in Florida.
No, I'm really skeptical of people who have this kind of information. How do you know dolphins do that?
Yo, Pedro, Google it. I love having this guy here. He'll Google it. He'll find it. Dolphins banging each other's blowholes.
How do you know this?
Because scientists observe it.
Yo,
I'm
not going to eat at your house anymore.
Why?
How do you have this information?
What do you think that affects my...
Who knows this kind of information?
Do you think that affects my MF Doom special
no,
recipe?
No, but how do you know this?
Baked mac and cheese? It's true. Boom. It's
so
true.
So you just went
can
to...
Can you read a...
You went to Google and searched for this or what?
No, I heard it...
From who? Who are these people you heard it from?
I don't know. It's just one of those things that sticks... You hear a lot of things as you go through life and certain things stick and certain things don't, you know? I couldn't tell you how to find like the hypotenuse of a equilateral triangle or something, but I can tell you that gay dolphins bang each other's blowholes. It's from Inside Science. From Inside Science. That's a respectable periodical.
Yeah, but I'm not disputing that it's not true. How do you know it?
I don't know.
Did you specifically Google it?
No.
Then how do you know it?
I think I heard somebody talk about gay dolphins one time and that was a thing.
No,
I said,
there's
that's
gay
hilarious.
Animals. There's gay animals all over the planet.
Yeah.
But
I'm not the only one that knows about it. People know about it, obviously. It's on the internet. People know about it. I must have read it on the internet.
I didn't know about it. And I read a lot. So
yeah, you read a lot.
How can I be a writer? How can I be a writer without reading?
Of course, it's good. But what's the last book you read?
I don't read specifically books.
You just
no.
Read menus
I read a lot
street
of things.
Signs.
No, I read a lot of things. I read a lot of things online. A lot.
Anything useful?
Yeah.
Well, let's share some knowledge. You know, you're the one that wants to
Mother
help people.
Jones. You know Mother Jones, the website.
No.
It has a. You're American and you don't know Mother Jones?
I know Mother Teresa and she's not even American.
That's a website. You find all sorts of things. So you find political stuff about the climate, about things in general. Mother Jones.
Mother Jones. Me and Mrs. Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'll check it out. I'll go on Mother Jones and I'll read something about, you know, Galapagos Island turtles or something.
Right.
Learn about the turtles.
Right.
What's your favorite kind of turtle?
We don't have turtles in my country. We have, how do you call them? The other ones?
You just call them soup.
Yes.
Tortoise. That,
yes. Because Uganda is landlocked, you know, so we don't have all these animals.
You got like lakes and stuff around there? You got like...
The biggest lake in Africa
oh,
is
that's,
in Uganda.
Yeah, that Lake
Victoria.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know stuff. Is it a saltwater lake?
No.
It's a freshwater lake.
It's a landlocked country. Of course, it's freshwater.
Cool.
You're...
I don't know. Well...
See? Selfish Americans, they only know about themselves, you know.
Well, there's a big lake.
You should know if a country's landlocked, there's no salt water.
Okay, Utah's landlocked, and there's a big-ass lake
that's
there called...
That's a state in your fucking country.
It's the size of Uganda.
So?
It has a big lake there that's filled with salt water.
But
so that's why
not,
I was curious.
America is not landlocked, is it? So whatever
but
is...
the state is landlocked.
Huh?
The state is landlocked. There's a lake that's way far away from the ocean, like Lake Victoria, that has salt water in it. So that's why I asked a simple question. Maybe it is salt water and you don't even know. Is it salt water or is it fresh water, Lake Victoria?
It's fresh. I live 10 minutes away from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that where you go wash your clothes, banging them on rocks?
America.
Boom.
Please help me.
Boom. Yeah, we were talking. Well, you were telling me stories about washing your clothes with your hands.
You're not allowed to do that in the lake.
Really?
No.
What do you use it for then?
Fishing, sailing.
Sailing.
You're not even allowed to live close to it.
Really?
No.
It's like protected.
It's a wetland.
Ooh.
Yeah, because close to the lake, there are some parts you can go, some parts you cannot go. There's swamps around it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Swamp. So you live in a swamp?
No, you cannot also build close to a swamp. You have to build at least, I think, 2 kilometers at least from the swamp.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got alligators and crocodiles and stuff?
Crocodiles, not alligators. Crocodiles. Again, crocodiles.
Okay.
There's no alligators in Africa.
Okay. Well, I'll see you later. Alligator.
Stupid American.
Hey, we're smart. We invented electricity. Maybe not electricity,
no, you
but
didn't.
Nuclear bomb. We got that one.
Yeah, that yeah. You did.
Automobile? No, that was
no,
British.
No.
That was British. Well, we did some other good stuff. Maybe the microwave, maybe. Plastic
forks. I don't even think that is an American invention.
Hey, Pedro. He's busy today. Who invented the microwave? I bet
it's
it was
not
invented...
an American, no.
Maybe I German. Have... I bet it'd be
probably
German.
German or
during World
something.
War II.
American engineer Percy Spencer.
Boom!
America!
Love it! Woo!
But Americans lie a lot, so I'm
who
skeptical.
Doesn't? Who doesn't? Have you seen this advertisement for on the Dutch? It's like an advertisement for like the Dutch post office of like a mailman like running through backyards and doing flips over fences and stuff to get the package to the person. That's a fucking lie. You ever seen a... This is the worst mail system.
I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
But you get the irony of it. That they're saying, we'll get the package to you no matter how hard it is. And then here, you never get your packages.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Yeah.
You get your packages if you order stuff to your house?
Yeah. If you're home, you'll get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not home, then you have to pick them up yourself.
But they wait for you to leave, and then they knock on the door, like, oh, they weren't home. Fuck it.
No.
Wow, you've told me you've had good experiences receiving packages in Amsterdam.
Well,
over all these years.
Well, if you're not home, then you have to pick it up yourself. And if you know how to talk, then they can bring it back again.
Oh.
Yeah, but listen, I live in West, so the people who are working in the post office, they are either Moroccans or Turkish, and they're a little bit more lenient than Dutch people. So if you miss your package and you go there and you ask them, can you please bring at the end of the day? They do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's cool. Package delivery. That's a whole thing, right? They're going to do it with drones now. You hear about these drones? They're going to start delivering drones. Maybe not here, but other places. They're going to deliver food and
packages with drones. No, fuck off.
Yeah, they're doing it. Nah. I saw a video online. They're like, there's some startups like trying it in different cities, maybe San Francisco or something. It's tech places.
Yeah, again, no, you see, Americans talk like everybody lives in America. San Francisco. So the fuck what?
So, but you don't have any stories from Africa because nobody has electricity down there, cameras. So you don't hear about anything.
Oh.
So down there.
Even in your country, you know, for me,
swamp,
I can give
I
an excuse and I say, you know, Africa, we are third world and all this. What excuse do you have for having dirty water in America or not having no electricity?
Making money.
What excuse do you have?
Making money. Money what over everything.
What excuse do you have for having homeless
people? It's only like one city. Flint.
No, there's an... Which other state is it? There's another state that they found dirty water there.
Like lead water? Like poisonous lead?
There's another state they found dirty water there.
I mean, fracking's really bad. Fracking will fuck up people's water tables for whole towns and places and whole regions.
Yes.
But they make that money.
No, there's another state apart from Flint is in Michigan, I know. But there's another state also they found dirty water there.
That could be a lie. You could just be
misinformed.
Maybe you've heard about that in a dream.
Also, Texas has dirty water, yes.
Texas has dirty water. I love it. Write that down. That's the name of the episode. Texas has dirty water.
But
where? Fuck yeah, I'm right next door. Right next door to... Actually,
even the whole concept of having the cleanest water, that's stupid. It should just be water. That's it.
Yeah, I kind of agree
with that. It should just be water.
Like, why haven't we figured this out? It shouldn't be like anything... It shouldn't be special. It shouldn't be bad. It should just be...
Water,
right?
That's it.
You know it's fucked up? You know Dasani? It's like the bottled water company.
No, they banned that from my country.
Yeah, they put salt.
Dasani.
There's salt in Dasani water.
They banned that in my country. Yeah.
There's fucking salt. No, but I wanted to. I saw this fucking funny video. They're trying to deliver food with Uber Eats and shit with drones. And so there's a guy like filming it, like, oh my god. He's like leaning out his window, and here comes the fucking drone. And he's like sees his bag of food. He's like, whoa, cool. And he's like reaching out for it, and then the drone like hits a power line and fucks up, and it spills all over the street below. And he's like, oh. It's like, yeah, this is not a good idea.
No, but it's a thing for drones to deliver food. It's a thing.
They're trying to, like, they're doing, like, a startups, you know? They're trying to do it in select places to see if it works. But it's not going to work because homeless people are going to, like, throw sticks at it and knock it down and steal the food and shit, you know? It doesn't seem, there's too many, it's not secure.
No, it's not.
They steal it, they take the sandwich, they put a poop in the bag, and they send it on its way. A lot of pranks, I guess you could do. A lot of pranks, drone pranks.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck drone pranks and fuck Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe. Do you see what he did this time?
There's almost no American president that I like. You know who how I call American president? My favorite war criminal is Obama.
Yeah, but, that's pretty good. Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah, but they're all shitty. They were all shitty. They've all been shitty.
Well, you have to be shitty to reach that level. Government, you got to do some fucked up shit. You got to go to Jeffrey Epstein's island and bang
like,
a
if
kid
you just
in a temple, you know?
Yeah, just stay shitty in your country. Don't be shitty in other people's countries. Just stay shitty in yours.
Yeah, but we already made it shitty, so we're outsourcing the shittiness.
You know, like, we have, like, a military base close to my house.
Yeah, you talked about that already. What about it?
America.
Are you trying to say some bad stuff about...
America. I have nothing nice to say about America. You're fucked up a lot.
Fucking party over here, though. You're just jealous. You're just jealous because we got running water. Bruh,
we have a military base right next to my house. But the thing is, do you know how much land they had to clear for you people to have your planes there and your and all your tanks and all this kind of nonsense? Do you know when they're doing their, it's not drills, but their military training?
Yeah.
Do you know how much noise they make?
It probably makes a lot of noise.
With jets and all this kind of bullshit.
But don't you understand that that military base is there
they
to protect your rights as a democratic country so you can continue to not let
gay
people
built
be full citizens?
A whole highway just for them.
Yeah.
Nobody else can use it to go to the military base. Only them can use it.
Well, like I just said, they're protecting your right to, make homosexuality illegal, you know? Otherwise, you'd be communist. You'd be dirty, rotten Russian scum. African people speak in Russian. That's funny. You know any African people that speak Russian?
No.
Probably doesn't happen often. Sure, it's out there, though.
Who learns Russian, anyway?
Russians.
They are born with the language. They don't learn.
Well, they have to learn it.
It's their language.
Yeah.
But who needs Russian? Why?
They do lots of good stuff. What do Russians do?
That's a dead language. That's a dead language.
Good art.
It's like Dutch.
It's not dead language.
It's a dead language. You know what a dead language... I'm going to teach this one English. Do you know what a dead language is? It's a language...
Not spoken anymore.
No, it's a language... Like... It's a language that will not go far. So
Russia's been around for...
But it's only spoken in Russia.
1,500 years.
Russia. So like Dutch. Dutch is only spoken here. Like Greek. It's only spoken in Greece. That's a dead language. It's not going to go far. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but Russia's huge. And there's a lot of people speaking
it's
Russian.
It's huge, but the population is small. It's not big.
How many people live in Russia?
Half of Russia is just nothing.
Pedro's going to find an exact number, but it's like 120 million people.
Do you know how big Russia is?
How much? 144.
But do you know how big it is?
Yes, it's huge. It's the biggest country in the world. It's huge.
So 144 million is not a lot of people.
It still is a lot
because
of people.
Because a big part of it, there's almost no people living there.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the amount of people speaking the language. It doesn't matter if they're living in a city block or spread out over the whole thing. There's still 144 million Russians. That's a lot of people. That's a lot more people that speak...
I'm not disputing that, but that's a dead
language. It's not a dead language.
It
144
is a dead
million
language.
People
it is.
Are speaking it. A dead language is like Latin, you know? Shit from Star Trek or something.
Listen.
It doesn't even matter. You know what is dead, though? This fucking conversation. Boom!
You see?
I was going to...
We've been like this for... How long now are we doing this? Almost 2 months?
Yeah.
It's like sibling rivalry.
Yeah, I think you have a different idea of what the show is, you know?
So I'm supposed to think like you?
No, you should just
No, I should just.
You know, it's all about goofing. It is a goofy show. It's about goofing off.
Okay. If I was so horrible, I wouldn't be here.
We like to goof off.
You? Who's we?
But you should like to goof off. Otherwise, I'm going to fire your ass and get a new guy.
Fire who? Do you pay me?
Yeah. Pay you an exposure.
I even bring my own alcohol. Can you imagine that shit?
Yeah, well, I had to buy all these microphones and shit.
That's your choice.
I gotta pay Pedro. I give him two turkey sandwiches every session.
Is he paying you?
Yeah, he gets two turkey sandwiches and a juice box. And sometimes a bag of chips. Every other session, he gets a bag of chips. Yeah.
Yeah, Ian.
Yeah. And you get to come on over and hang out. You know, have a little fun, be a little goofy in your serious life. I'm a writer. Ooh, look at me. I make writings, but nothing longer than
an A4. Who calls them writings?
My writings.
They're fucking writings.
I'm working, leave me alone. I'm working on my writings. Hey, I'm wearing a cream fucking cashmere sweater right here. That's how you talk. It just seeps in. Don't bother me. I'm working on my writings.
Writings.
My writings.
Yeah.
Who wrote these writings? Who wrote these writings? I wrote them. I wrote those writings. Well, they're pretty good. Would you like to be in my poetry slam competition next week?
I don't know.
Poof. Doobie boof. Slam poetry. You like slam poetry? Have you ever done it? You'd be good, right?
I'm not such a fan of poetry.
Get a big wrap on your head, you know? Smacking colors.
I'm not such a fan of poetry.
Really?
No, not really.
Yeah, I think it's kind of corny. Really. It's certainly cringy when people read it to you. It's like, dude. Oh, calm down.
Yeah. I don't like to read things that have another meaning, you know? Oh, this is supposed to mean this. Oh, this is a metaphor for this and that.
You like Kafka?
What is that?
Kafka, Franz Kafka, the writer. What?
No.
What?
No.
You never read him?
No.
You never read his writings?
No.
That's crazy. Jesus, you got to get into that. He's one of the best who's ever done it.
No.
Kafka, Metamorphosis, the guy turns into a bug. Quite literally.
Like fiction?
Yeah, it's fiction.
No, I'm also on the edge.
Well, what do you, I mean, as an artist who uses writing as their main medium, you're not writing fiction?
I mix it, reality and fiction.
Yeah,
so,
but then it ultimately is fiction.
No. Who are you to describe the genre I write in?
Oh, Jesus. Fuck your question. Next. Fuck your stupid question. Who am I? Who are you? I know who I am.
Sandra.
Ooh, that's nice. Say it again.
No.
I'm going to bleep that out. No last names on the show. No last. We don't get those death threats.
Do you know, how many people are called by my name in Uganda?
Only one. Many? Are they all fucking crazy assholes like you?
I don't know.
Do you know another one?
You see the way.
How do you know? How do you know? Who told you that?
Just go on Facebook and look for Sandra. How many Sandra you're going to find?
Mm-hmm.
Thousands. Mm-hmm. Because you know how they give names in Uganda according to tribe and clan?
Like the Wu-Tang Clan? And the Tribe Called Quest?
Stupid American, please.
Those are rap jokes.
Stupid American.
Sorry, she likes Tupac Zen, instead of Biggie, so she doesn't know shit.
Zen. But that's how they name people in Uganda, according to tribe and then according to clan.
Yeah.
Because like we have so much extended families that we try to avoid incest.
Yeah.
So you know everybody by their last name. So you know, just in case it's your cousin or something like this, you know? So every Nanteza there is, like my brother,
they're off limits.
Yes, my brother cannot fuck any Nanteza, not at all.
He shouldn't.
No, he's not allowed. Whether it's a relative or not, because you never know.
Yeah.
Because of extended families.
Just like the American South, a lot of cousin fucking going on down there.
Incest in your country.
Yeah, there is. It's everywhere though. Also, like Austria, there's a lot of weird stories coming out of Austria with that, like people keeping their daughter in a basement.
But
for
the royal families in Europe.
Oh, well, that's all what it is. It's all incest. Why do you think they look like?
It's all incest. The royal families
terrible.
In Europe.
They look
it's all
terrible.
Incest. It's all incest. Like the Queen of Denmark is related to the, I don't know, King of Holland.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Queen Elizabeth's husband was her cousin, and Princess Diana had two kids by her second cousin or something. Except like the handsome guy, the one with Meghan Markle. He's like, obviously born of a different, like, guy because he doesn't look like horrible. You seen the other guy? He's like bald with like eight chins, but he's skinny. He's all weird looking, bad teeth.
No, but the English royal family is a weird family anyway.
Yeah, they drink kids' blood. They like terrify children, then they kill them and drink their blood, adrenochrome. And that's how they live for so long.
Right.
Jeffrey Epstein, free the king. Woo, free the king. We're going to need some new sound effects.
Yes.
Or some more sound effects.
We are going to talk about pedophiles now? Okay.
Yeah. What's more funnier than that? Shut up. Dolphins banging each other's blowholes and Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, those are some good bookends.
Who's laughing? You or me? Who's laughing here? Nobody's laughing.
I'm laughing. How do you know when to get a new toothbrush? When the bristles lose their rigidity.
Right.
Okay? When they're not rigid. So I'm going to need you to keep your bristles rigid with me, Sandra, okay? Keep them rigid.
America!
You see? shit. What are we at for time? I think it's time to wrap it up, I think. 55 minutes. What do you say we call a day, Sandra? You got any shout-outs?
I mean, we just have 5 minutes left, so we might as well.
Yeah, we'll wrap it down. Do you have anything you want to say? Any shout-outs? Johnny Hughes really blew it, you know? We're trying to call this guy for 2 weeks, and he finally picks up the phone, and he's anything but
shout
funny.
Shout-out to my cousin Ray Ray. Who was
Ray
that?
Ray and Big
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, Chappelle.
Shout out to my
They don't take
Ray
black
Ray.
Hostages. They're not good bargaining. They're not good bargaining chips. You see us on the news reading hostages and shit. I know all Chappelle stuff. Yeah, we is doing okay. I'd like to give a shout out to Ray Ray and Big Steve and send some Newports. We call the White House and shit. Hello? We have 5 black hostages. Hello?
Hello? Deed, deed, deed.
Oh, God bless him. He has a documentary out about, I don't know, woke shit or something. I don't know, just about him. Supposed to be really, really good.
You know, like, I love Dave Chappelle, but you know, like, when you do something cringy, learn to shut up.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't care if you make jokes about white people, black people. I don't care, you know? But there's some communities that things are a little bit, fuck you. Listen to me, asshole. There's some things that are a little bit cringy, like...
Yeah.
Like...
What do you mean cringy? Things that make you uncomfortable?
No. For me, I don't have to be part of a community to feel for them.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can make jokes about gay people, trans people, whatever. Yeah. But you know what the problem trans people had with his jokes? Is him misgendering people. You know, you can make the jokes, no problem. But don't call a trans woman he. You know, it's very simple. You can just say she. And your joke will still be heard.
But how are you supposed to know sometimes? You're supposed to guess?
If somebody tells you that's what they are.
Yeah, but
then respect it.
Yes,
you know?
Of course,
also,
if they tell you, but here's the issue. What if you're just like, hey, excuse me, sir, you know, at the bus stop, and they turn around like, oh, fuck you.
Okay, you can make a mistake.
Sorry,
you can make a mistake, but if somebody tells you, like...
Well, I think
don't misgender people.
Yeah,
come on.
But get, you know, it's a mistake.
But he keeps doing it, and
I don't think there's a problem there. I think it's great.
I think it's the problem. And
I think what he's doing with the whole issue is he's helping more than he's hurting,
for sure.
And people are just too sensitive to get it. They're just like, oh, I can't even hear it. It just pissed me. Listen to what he's really saying.
The intent is good. But also, like, his friend, the trans woman who died.
Yeah.
He was still misgendering. And I'm like, dude.
But she didn't give a shit.
Yeah, but sometimes.
Sorry, he didn't give a shit.
Shut the fuck up, Ian.
Wait, did I get it wrong?
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that.
This isn't a serious show, remember?
Yeah, but we don't disrespect people.
Yes, we totally do.
No, of course we do.
No, we don't. Oh, that's what I do. I think we're going to need to have a meeting about this show. Or we do a different show where we call it like Sandra's serious time or something, you know? Sandra's serious Sandra time. And we sit around and we furl our brows and we get serious.
Yeah, but
it's
a balance.
We talk about
because Ian, you're goofy and I'm not. It's a balance. Both of us cannot be goofy.
No, yeah, we both. That's what the people want.
Bruh.
They want double goofiness. No, nothing. No hold back.
Who's
you know?
The people? You talk like you have 1,000 followers.
I have more than that. I have 1,001 followers. Anyway, how about fuck you, Sandra?
Fuck you, Ian.
Yeah. Dude, that's it. Fuck this show. Fuck you. Next week, we're going to have somebody else here instead of her. She's fired.
Shit.
just don't do that anymore.
I don't give a shit.
We can use a few teeth. One tooth, you can do teeth. And you can only do a few teeth because you can only cut so much gum out of the roof of the mouth. The sensitivity is not there. Do a few teeth, 32 teeth. One tooth, you can do teeth. And you can only do 32 teeth. You are helping people. It's great.
Wiener, wiener. Beep, all right. Beep, 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 beep. Poo, 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 poo. Wiener, wiener, wiener. Bo, 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 bo. This is the sound check. Poo, 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 poo. I wonder if it sounds good.
Let's see.
Mm.
Vagina.